We have one item of old business this evening. It is conditional use number 1702. The application of Shiloh House of Hope to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a residential school and counseling facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County on a parcel containing 6.01 acres more or less lying north of McDowell Road, also referred to as Road 567, 850 feet east of Hastings Mill Road, also referred to as Road 568, and 1/2 mile west of Atlanta Road, being Route 30. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on September 27th, 2007. I have provided to the council a copy of the commission's report and their recommendation on this application. It's 6-7 pages of report plus additional pages in reference to motion. On November 8th of 2007, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated that in this emotionally charged matter, for the benefit of everyone involved, both for and against conditional use 1702 for Shiloh House of Hope, it is important that everyone understand that the County Planning and Zoning Commission role is to make decisions and recommendations based on land use issues. It is not our role to decide pro or con on the merits of the program being proposed, the need for the program, let alone the various parties' intentions. As such, the Planning and Zoning Commission is here or was there to make a recommendation to the council based upon land use issues put before it during the public hearing, along with the voluminous materials and considerable letters and petitions submitted prior to and at the end of the public hearing. Our recommendation to County Council, therefore, should not be construed as support for or against the program being proposed by the Shiloh House of Hope. Instead, our recommendation is based on appropriate land use issues. Therefore, Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1702 for Shiloh House of Hope based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the project does not meet the purpose of the zoning ordinance since it does not promote the orderly growth of the county, and because the project is not in a development district established by the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan update. Two, the project is not consistent with the purpose of the low density area established by the Comprehensive Land Use Plan update, which is designed to protect agricultural lands while allowing low-density single-family residential housing and commercial uses that are normally compatible with residential uses. Three, the low-density area also seeks to prevent untimely scattering of urban uses such as what is proposed. The plan directs these types of uses to areas planned for sufficient extension of public services, and public services are not planned to be extended to this area. For a use such as this is better suited to be located either in or close to municipal or town centers where adequate infrastructure such as police, emergency medical services, and fire response is nearby. Five, although the applicant stated that the intended use is very specific and limited, there are other locations within municipalities or town centers that are better suited for the intended use. Six, although the applicant presented a very specific and limited program to be associated with this use on the property, the county does not have the mechanism in place with the resources available to ensure that the proposed conditions offered by the applicant can be complied with as the program evolves. Seven, this project is not consistent with the character of the surrounding properties, which are sparsely located single-family homes and farms. The intense residential treatments program requested by the applicant is not compatible with these surrounding areas. Eight, the application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the surrounding rural neighborhood or farming community. Nine, significant opposition from residents in the immediate vicinity appeared in opposition to the proposed use and submitted petitions and letters in opposition. The opposition expressed concerns concerning their health, safety, and welfare as a result of the use in the neighborhood, and also how such a use would be fundamentally inconsistent with the surrounding rural agricultural areas. Therefore, there was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that this application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Since it is the policy of the council to give consideration to applications in the positive, therefore making a recommendation in support of the application and then voting individually, I also provided you a copy of the proposed findings of fact and the suggested conditions offered by the applicants. Do you desire that I read those?
Consensus, gentlemen?
Was that in our packet, Mr. Lunt?
It was in your packet.
Yeah.
Then I read it. Okay.
It's right here. Yep.
There were approximately 2.5 pages of findings prepared by the applicant, and also a page and a portion of a second page of conditions.
If we vote, we can just reference.
If you put together a form of motion stated in the positive.
No, I haven't. Other than the findings submitted, I have revised the findings since they were written in the text as if it were the commission making a recommendation.
Would you like me to try to state this in a positive in order to get it before you?
I think that would be probably right.
Okay. I'm not going to read all this, but do you want, just as a further explanation, Mr. Lank informed you that when council votes, motions are first must be stated in the positive in order to get it before council for action. So that's the purpose of reading this part. And it's as follows. Be it moved that council approve conditional use 1702 for Shiloh House of Hope for the construction of a residential school and counseling facility based on the record and for the following reasons. The application will provide employment opportunities to residents of Sussex County. Number two, the application will address social needs and promote the general welfare of the citizens of Sussex County. Number three, the applicant will not adversely affect property values of surrounding properties. Number four, the application will not create excessive noise, traffic, or dust. The approval shall be subject to the following conditions, which will mitigate and lessen the impact on surrounding properties and residents. The conditions are, number one, shall not be more than 48 students attending the school. Number two, all students shall be residents of the campus. No commuter students shall be permitted. Number three, all outdoor activities shall be concluded by 9 p.m. except for educational purposes. Number four, all residential buildings shall have security and alarm systems. Number five, all residential buildings shall have a staff member on site whenever students are in the buildings. Number six, the school and residences shall meet all requirements of the fire marshal, the Department of Health and Human Services, and any other state agency which has jurisdiction. Number seven, the school curriculum shall be approved and accredited by the Delaware Board of Education if required by the state. Number eight, all deliveries of supplies shall be made between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except in case of an emergency. Number nine, the school shall establish and maintain written policies governing conduct and obligations of students and staff. Number 10, no students who have exhibited violent behavior within the last 2 years prior to application shall be admitted to the school. Number 11, all students shall be subject to criminal background checks prior to admission. Number 12, all staff shall be subject to criminal background checks prior to being hired or accepted as a volunteer. 13, no student shall be permitted to have a bicycle or a motorized vehicle on campus. Number 14, the site shall have a vegetative buffer adjacent to McDowell Road. Number 15, the applicant shall maintain at least one stormwater management pond, which shall be a wet pond with a dry hydrant installed. Number 16, all students shall be residents of the Delmarva Peninsula. 17, all lighting on the building shall be directed onto the building, shall not shine into adjacent properties. 18, applicants will be permitted to have one sign no larger than 32 square feet in size. With directional lighting, no backlit signage will be permitted. Number 19, the site plan is subject to final approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question. Is it possible to add a 20-21 in case we're making this into positive and there are many times things do get approved, even though Planning and Zoning doesn't support them? Is it possible to put the, and if there'd have to be a consensus on this, Mr. President, but we've done this with other conditional uses, that the it's a permit. A conditional use is a permit, and the permit, could we write in it that the permit will expire in 10 years and will have to be reapplied for and have its record reviewed at that time? Renewal would be contingent upon review of land use violations, civil violations, and any other personnel problems? Could something, not maybe that exact wording, but something to that?
Well, it's...
Is that possible?
It's council's motion, and whoever makes a motion could make the motion I read with whatever amendment they wanted to make.
Well, I'm just saying, because it could be placed in the affirmative like we have, and if it passed, this could be another safeguard, and I'm just thinking, is there a consensus to add that so that we don't have to debate it later?
Yes.
Mr. Phil, you said yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
I don't see a lot of advantage to it. Say in 10 years, if there's going to be problems, they're going to know before 10 years. So then 10 years comes along and they come in, they apply for renewal of their conditional use, and they get turned down, then where do they go from there?
It's the risk they take.
I guess.
I don't know. I'm just saying, we do it with borrow pits. I know this isn't a borrow pit, but we do have where people have made substantial investments in a commercial operation, and we have reviews with that. I'm just saying, is this suitable for a review process? Because there is some controversy out there about this, but there's some other people that think it might work.
I guess the one thing I would say on that is in those cases where they are specifically time limited,
right,
the time limitations actually appear in our ordinance. They're not time limitations imposed by council when they approve it. They're mandated by the ordinance, such as for borrow pits.
Is that mandated nowadays, or is that something we, as policy?
Pardon me?
It's policy, isn't it, that we add that in there?
I think it
policy.
Was.
Huh? Wait, Lawrence?
It's policy.
Policy.
Okay. So we have done it as a policy. I'm just saying, is it something good to put in? I'm just putting it on the table. If there's any consensus to put it in, I would support something like that. I think that would...
somebody made a motion with that in.
All right. I'll make a motion that we add a 20, which would be a... wording to be something like this, where the permit will expire in 10 years and will have to be reapplied for and have its record reviewed at that time. Renewal is contingent upon review of land use violations, civil violations, and any personnel problems.
I'll second that.
Okay. Everybody understand?
It's just in case this gets approved, I'm just trying to add another safeguard in here that would add another layer of scrutiny.
Does everybody understand the amended number? Well, actually, the new number 20.
You see, in Reasondale, I think it's very difficult for us to monitor some of this other stuff. Like, are all the students from, you know, the Delmarva Peninsula? I mean, we don't have people to go in and check that kind of stuff. So some of that stuff is difficult to check. But at the end of this, there will be violations either posted or, you know, registered somewhere, and there'll be a record established at that point.
Okay.
So might be a good tool.
Okay. The vote, Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
We've never done this before. I don't see a big advantage to it, but for the sake of getting things moving, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. That part passed. Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Griffin, would you like to read the title?
Pardon me?
Would you like to read the title, please?
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a residential school and counseling facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 6.01 acres more or less. And just on a personal note, I would like to say that this has been a very sensitive application, and when council completes their vote, we would ask that you, whatever that vote is, not react with emotion, applause, that sort of display. We do ask that you maintain decorum. Thank you.
I have a motion, gentlemen.
I make a motion to approve CU 1702 with conditions.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we approve conditional use 1702 with the conditions.
There's 20 conditions now, correct?
20 conditions, okay. 19 suggested from Planning and Zoning Office, and number 20 added. Mr. Cole.
See, there have been some good land use arguments made, and I think Planning and Zoning laid them out there for us about the level four area and low density issues, et cetera. But then there's also some good examples of facilities in this county in rural settings that work. And I actually tonight just left the Eagles Nest School with a little basketball game before I came here. And it's in a rural area. And I look at these other schools that they've listed here. Obviously, I do understand they're different types of schools. But this is a school. There is no bus traffic that's associated with these others. These others have buses coming in and out and probably a lot more traffic in and out and probably have a greater impact on these rural communities. But they still seem to work, and I've never heard any complaints about them. So I think a precedent has been set with other facilities in this county that they can fit into rural settings and rural areas. And so my vote will be to support it. And and I actually came to that conclusion tonight.
I believe with the addition of number 20, it does place a significant safeguard on the long-term effect of this use in the community. I vote to support it, yes.
Mr. Dukes?
I hope everyone was listening a while ago, but Mr. Lank read the first paragraph when he talked about this is a land use decision. It's not the role for us to decide the pro or con on the merits of the programming based on the needs of the program. If that was it, it would be very simple for me. However, I have spent a lot of time, a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails and things, and soul searching on this, how I should vote on this. And I have prepared a statement yesterday morning, and with that I would like to read the prepared statement at this time. This application has been one of the toughest I have faced in quite a long time. I take all the zoning serious, but this one is different because of the results I know this program can have in the lives of our teens right here in the county if passed. I am very familiar with rehab programs such as Teen Challenge, who works with teens and adults in restoring their lives from alcohol and drugs. I have worked in the centers in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Jamaica, and others in Baltimore, Frederick, Maryland, and Rearsburg, Pennsylvania. I have worked on a missions team for the last 2 years for 9 days each time in Ocho Rios, Jamaica, working at the center where 30 addicts are kept in a program for over a year. I have seen the success of these programs in restoring lives back into society instead of paying for incarceration the rest of their lives. It would be totally unfair to compare this zoning application to Teen Challenge, since they would not be dealing with teens who have yet reached this level. This program is about our teens who are faced with problems that could lead to this if not counseled and help to restore them to become a real part in our community. Teens today face many challenges and peer pressures, which we didn't face when we were teens, thank goodness. I admire people who feel led to give their time and lives to help those teens with these problems. This is why I find this decision so difficult. I have heard testimonies where teens in this county have been restored to correct relationships with their parents and learn how to deal with many of the problems they face. People from my own church and Christian school are involved in Shiloh House of Hope as board members, counselors, and take an active role in this great organization. I know these people and have confidence in their involvement as they donate their time. Also, I appreciate Lori Rotter's efforts in offering to donate land for this application. I see no personal gain for her, but she has seen the results of such a program and believed in it enough to take an active role in donating the land. At the same time, has received unnecessary criticism. I also listened to the community who were opposed to this and some in the community who were in favor of this application. Many said there was plenty of land closer to the town center that would be more suitable. I'm offering to volunteer my time tonight to meet as many times as necessary to look for a better site. I'm also asking the neighborhood who were in opposition and in favor to meet if the desire of the board chooses. This would be one way to try to restore healing to a community who has always worked together, as stated in our public hearing. There was one person who sells real estate in the neighborhood, and I have a few friends also in real estate that I would be willing to ask to get involved in this selection process to secure a better location so this program can move forward. Please, this program is worth our time and effort. Let's get behind this and really do something for the betterment of our county. Let's not be NIMBYs. In case you don't already know, it's an acronym for Not in My Backyard. In voting no to this application, it is the location in which we are to base our decision on only, not the intent of the program. If the board wants to look for a new location, I am ready, and I hope others will join in the effort. My vote is no.
Mr. Rod.
In the 11 years that I've sat on this head table up here, we've only had one other application that had this much emotion in it from both sides. We take every application very, very seriously up here. This one's no exception. I had no idea my colleagues' feelings tonight prior to coming here. I read each and every letter that I received from all of you out there and some that are not here. Decisions like this just cause us to sport more gray hair than we have. The situation, I couldn't put it better than what Mr. Duke said about our society today and the help that our youth needs to get in the right direction. Very concerned, did a lot of soul searching, but we're up here to make, in this case tonight, a land use decision. And we have to base our decision on the land use facts before us. I think that Mr. Johnson, that on the Planning and Zoning Commission, couldn't have put it, in my words, any better than he stated himself. With that said, I must vote no on the application. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Rod. This is certainly been a very, as the rest of the council said, very emotional. I've known Lori a long time. Robin, a lot longer than Lori. Mr. Johnson's comments as far as what he stated in the planning zoning comments, I was sitting writing notes out and I kept reading the minutes and I felt that I couldn't write them any better. I've spent many hours with the applicant and I support the project 100%. But as Mr. Dukes, Mr. Rogers said, our job is strictly to deal with land use, period. That's what we're supposed to decide. The merits of this project is beyond none, certainly well worth the support. I did write a few notes about the neighborhood because I know most everybody lives out there. I know them as friends in passing, and it has been always a close community out there. I hope this project will not tear the community apart, no matter which way it goes. I think it's time to mend. Everybody needs to be neighbors. I also would support the community, along with Mr. Dukes, and I think to find a site that is probably a little more proper than what suggested in this application. What is legally right and what's morally right is a very difficult issue. With that, my vote is no. Motion denied. Thank you, Mr. Lane.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Okay, there's a few tonight. First one's the Bridgeville Community Action Agency. On this request, I'm recommended we pay from the Human Service Grant. They have always gotten a Human Service Grant. We did not receive, or they wrote it. I don't know what happened to the letter. It was dated at the time of our Human Service Grant. There is adequate funds left over in that grant. We typically do give them out throughout the year as, you know, people miss.
Got a recommendation, too?
Yes, I recommend that we... use Human Service Grant money for Bridgeville Community Action Center in the amount of $1,000 as requested, which is the same amount they've received in 07.
Motion, gentlemen.
From you?
No. It's for Human Grant.
It's Human Service Grants.
I'm sorry. I'll make that motion. Take
Thank
you off the hook.
Second.
Yeah. So moved to second that we allot $1,000 for Human Grant Service Grant money. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
The Greater Lewis Foundation.
I'll give $1,000 community reinvestment.
Second. To move to second that we grant $1,000 from where you bring that from, Mr. Roger?
Your account.
Okay. My account?
Yeah, no.
Community improvement.
You sneaked that by me, did you? No. Okay. It's moved to second that we allot $1,000 from Mr. Roger. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Roger?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Laurel Little League.
Dale, 250 from Dale, 250 from Vanceville.
What do they ask for? No, it's more than that.
Well, they're asking for ground improvements for the 2008 season. They don't specifically detail each cost. They do say that there are some features that one feature is going to cost $2,000, which is safety protection. Would you like to read the grant letter?
Sorry. I trust you.
They want to reseed maintenance.
$250 each.
Yeah,
well, five each.
$500
each.
You did $500 the last time. Youth activity.
Okay.
The last time that you gave to this organization.
And second. So we move to second that we allow $500 from Mr. Phillips and Mr. Dukes. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Roger.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. Delaware State Police Troop 4 Explorers.
Okay. Last time, gentlemen, we gave $140 each.
So moved.
That could be youth activity.
Whoa. I turned one in last week. Where's that?
They're all together. If I'm not mistaken, isn't that right, Dave, that they were all... that
We received individual requests from...
I had one, and I think Dale had
it. But all from the same troop?
But then this one was, I think Sue has it, but this one is for the group as a whole.
It's all from the same troop, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
All on the same troop.
What are the names you have? I want to make sure I'm covered.
Well,
there's two of them. Well, there's two.
How many people going?
This is troop.
Well, we got two.
Four.
You had the name of the cadet.
Well, then you two guys.
Well, there's 27 kids. There's 27 kids gone.
That's the general letter. I think you have one from us.
I have a specific one.
This is 30 students.
Oh, okay. Do you see Trey Moore on there?
I don't have that one.
I have that letter on my desk because
I thought that's what we voted. I thought I gave it somebody to put on the agenda tonight.
I think that he wanted it.
We're going to give to all of them. You're going to give to an individual over and above, Dale.
I don't know.
Let's just give all to the group. If there's 30 some of them going, let's just do the $140 like we did before and move on. And your boy is involved with it.
No, he's going to get $10 or $15.
It's $700. There's $300.
Write him a check when you get home.
It's not till the summer. Maybe we can come back with his.
I think what decided last week is why, because, I'm sorry. I think Dale got a letter.
We want to keep all equal, Dale. It's one organization, all the kids are the same.
I thought this was what we're doing. Well, it is, but it's going to the. We got a letter from the entire group versus the individual. Last time we gave $140 each.
Let's round it off to 150. Move on. Second. It's more money than they had at the beginning of the night.
What was the individuals asking for?
I'll be honest with you.
Make a motion we give $150 each to the troop four explorers.
Second. Youth activities.
Youth activities.
Moving on.
So that's 30? 30
and that's people? A second.
There, just... I'm going to hold up just
there's a second. 30 names on there. We're giving all $150 each?
No. We're giving it to the group. Total. We're giving one check to the group.
That'd be five.
Instead of picking out individuals, Dale.
It's the travel expenses, so, I mean, you might get a lot more for your money if they all get, you know what I mean? That's what the letter's requesting, travel.
I was told that each representative in the troop was responsible for raising a certain amount.
That's correct.
For their individual costs. So, I mean, there is, you know.
Okay, as sure county government, we ought to give to the whole group one lump sum and move on. We don't want to start pulling out individuals.
Their goal is to raise $16,000.
We could put that back on your
every group
individual
has,
one,
goals,
if
lofty goals.
Like next week,
all right.
And do this.
Write a check from Duke's Lumber.
I already have. Probably.
Keep it up. We're giving now a check here from the taxpayers.
Okay. Yeah, go
gentlemen,
go
it said there's a motion on the floor to give $150 each youth activity. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
What did we do last year on this?
$50 each on number five. If you want to get
Delaware and Firethon, that was it.
$50 each.
Thanks. What we're at.
Delaware Environment.
Youth
activity?
Yes.
Yeah, they're for use. It's for use, okay. Too.
Use from New Jersey. Use. You send them off to school and look what happens.
Right. It's been moved to second that we approve $50 each. Youth activity. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Roger?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Mission Ahoe?
$150. And let me explain that they're having a fundraiser at Sam Yoder's on January the 24th.
Correct.
And that $150 buys 8 tickets.
Second.
Okay. It's second that we
$150 for Mr. Dukes's.
That's fine.
Councilmatic fund.
That's fine. No, that's fine.
Hope it's not the Shiloh.
What's that, Mr. Cole?
Excuse me. I said yes.
Okay. I thought you said yes. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Roger?
Yes.
Yes.
Milford Little League.
$250 each. $50 for Mr. Make that motion, Mr. Roger.
$250 each of who?
Mr. Rogers.
That's better.
Youth activity.
Mr. Rogers and Mr. Jones, $250
youth
each.
Youth activity.
Move to second. We have $250 for Mr. Rogers and myself. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Georgetown Parks. Georgetown Parks and Recreation. Again, on this one, I'm recommending a human service grant from the grant section of the budget. Okay. Again, they had a letter.
Rudy.
We just didn't like get it. 100%. But they typically get $1,000. That's the category they're normally in. So I make a motion that we give $1,000 to the Georgetown Parks and Rec pay from the Human Service Grant.
So moved.
Second.
Move second that we do the Human Service Grant.
Yes.
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 Mr. Roger.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Delaware Magic.
Last time we did $50 each.
Yeah.
Youth.
Okay.
I'll write that.
Down. Move to second that we give $50 each.
Youth activity.
Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Introduction of ordinance. Jim?
Thank you.
We have a few.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map from GR, General Residential, to AR1 for a certain parcel of land lying in Broad Creek 100 containing 28 acres, more or less, Deerfield Meadows, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 Agricultural Residential District to CR1 Commercial Residential District for a parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100 containing 30 acres, Peninsula Square, LLC. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from GR General Residential District to an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100 containing 86.83 acres. Chad and Tammy and Matthew Mitchell.
So moved. I'll introduce.
That's it.
Make a motion we recess to...
Additional business?
Make a motion we recess for a...
Go into executive session, I'm sorry.
You have to state the reason.
For land acquisition.
Perfect.
Mr. Attorney?
You read it. That's good for you.
You see my kitten in
there? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Hey, Ms. Webb.
Yeah.